choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Well, back one final time here in Centralia. Our final matchup here for the Centralia Tri. So our first matchup go to three sets. That was the number one team in 1A D2 in Hanover, getting a win over Centralia. Again, those finals 25-23, 19-25, 25-22. And Hanover heading home with a 2-0 record tonight, staying atop the TVL standings. They swept Wetmore 25-9 and 25-5. So we're down to our final matchup. They recognize the senior class here tonight for Centralia. So that would be Lena Haverkamp, Reagan Becker, Jaden Wells, and Kyra Bergman, the four seniors. They honored them between the matches here tonight. So shout out to those four seniors for the Panthers as they will close out their night here against Wetmore here in the next minute or so. Brandon Tam and Jared Sleppy with me, and Colin Felkamp doing a great job in studio as always. So, again, Centralia ready to rock and roll here in the final matchup here tonight on their home floor.
I think Centralia is kind of the same strategy as Hanover for this match. Try to play mistake-free and do what you can to prevent those mistakes. Get out of here with a win.
Well, out of nowhere, they're busting the national anthem, so we will step aside for a quick break. We'll have the first set coming up right after this.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, good stuff. National anthem actually performed by the Centralia volleyball team, so shout out to them knocking that one out and getting us set for our final matchup here this evening as the Panthers play the Wetmore Cardinals here. The Centralia Tri wrapping up here tonight. Centralia 14-4. Their overall record currently after the loss to Hanover, now 5-2 in TVL play. Wetmore 0-13. So it will be, I believe Wetmore will start. Just rounding things out here at the lineups, and it will be Wetmore. They'll serve from right to left, as it will be Lexi Hipp. And here we go. First set underway. Peters on the back line. Sets it up front to Haverkamp. They push it across to Becker. Slaps it up and saved in the air by Hipp. Third try. Wetmore needs to get it over. They do. Tuckelman, the libero, sets it up for. Here's Wells on the near side. And it's banged home and then knocked into the crowd. And Centralia, the first point, 1-0. Bergman is in. Kramer is out. As Haverkamp will serve. 1-0 Panthers just getting going. Hip on the back line. They push it up front to Nichols. Here's Klaycamp who slaps it over. Nice diving save there by Kuckelman to keep it alive. Now Becker again kills it home. 2-0. Quick 2-0. Front line, you got Bergman, Becker, and Wells. Kuckelman, Haverkamp, and Dieters on the back line for Centralia. Nice diving save there. That is Bloom. Kept it up front. Foot sends it over. Now Dieters pushing it far side. Becker the kill shot. She puts it home. Back-to-back kills for Reagan Becker. Now 3-0.
And not many people in this entire state can defend that. We saw that with the Hanover game. Even they weren't able to handle what she was serving.
So you got Becker up front, as we mentioned. Back-to-back kills for her. Haverkamp will serve. Sends it on over once again. Backline hit for Wetmore. Keeps it alive. Pushing it up front. Sent on over by Larrabee. Kuckelman up front, pushing it to Haverkamp, who somehow mishits it over and it falls through, and it's going to be a point for the Panthers. It's now 4-0.
Yeah, I think the one thing that Centralia is missing is just that extra attacker. I mean, Becker is amazing, one of the best in the state. They had someone that was like her. They had kind of what Hanover has with the 1-2 punch of Atkins and Holly. If they had something like that, I think it really would take Centralia to another level.
5-0 Centralia. Wetmore puts one into the net. Haverkamp will continue to serve. Sends it on over with the right hand. Lexi hit, pushing it up front, but accidentally set it up a little too strong. Bergman goes in, flies up for the kill, puts it home. It's now 6-0. So a good start for the Panthers. Again, they celebrated the four seniors. Bergman, Wells, Becker, and Haverkamp. Here's Wetmore on the attack. They set it up, but a third hit. Klaycamp has to send it over. Now Haverkamp for Centralia. Becker again with the kill, but a nice dig by Lexi Hip. Sends it on over. Saved by Haverkamp, and then pushed into the net by Becker, and the Cardinals get their first point. Now 6-1. So here's the sophomore Larrabee to serve for the Cardinals. Good serve with some pace up front to Haverkamp. They set up Bergman. And her kill shot's too long. And back-to-back points for the Cardinals, now 6-2. Larrabee to serve again. Nice dig there by Dieters. Set it up to Becker in the middle, and she puts it down with authority. 7-2, Centralia. That one almost like it was parting the Red Sea. They set her up in the middle, and everyone just kind of scattered, and it was just like, let's watch it. Puts it home. Nothing on the back line. Wetmore can do. Nice little tap shot by Nichols on the front line and getting a point for the Cardinals. Now 7-3. Riley Nichols, a junior for Wetmore. The Cardinals have tallied three of the last four. Here is Foot to serve. Dieters on the back line, pushing it up to Haverkamp. Near side, they want Becker again. A little finesse shot there. Bumped in the air by Bloom. Cardinals have it. Now Bloom sends it back over. Dieters on the back line. Haverkamp, far side, front left. Brockstrominger, kill shot is blocked and out of play. And it's a point for the Panthers as it went out of play, 8-3. So now Becker to serve. 8-3, the Centralia lead here in the first set. Try to set up Klaycamp, and just the setup not right as it hit the top of the net and fell down. Panthers get the point, now 9-3. So again, it was a huge win tonight for Hanover over Centralia. Now they're two games up on the Panthers in the CDL standings, as not only trying to repeat as league champs, but also state champs. Cardinals get a point here, nicely done by Riley Nichols. Finds the soft spot between the two lines, and it's now 9-4.
I think another thing that Centralia could do to really elevate their game is develop a little quick set. I noticed that most of their sets have been, they have a long arch to them that allows the defense to come over and try to set up for a block. If they could just get a little quick set to set up Becker, and she can send one down in a hurry, man, that will be deadly.
Peters there with a nice finesse shot. Bergman out. Kramer in to serve. 10-4 Centralia here in the first set. Kramer, who last year for the Centralia basketball team was a great sixth option off the bench. She was a huge part of their success, making it all the way to the state championship game. And Foot on the back line for Wetmore can't keep it alive. And it's now 11-4 Panthers. Of course, Owen Dieters losing her twin sister Avery to graduation. Those two were just dynamites, and Owen now certainly going to lead the charge, not only for the volleyball team, but once basketball season rolls around as well, they'll
right
once again,
too, yeah.
Soon enough, we'll be talking about some high school hoops as Panthers get another point as Brocksterman this time. Little finesse over the net makes it 12-4.
You know, fall always seems to go faster than the spring because the spring you're kind of looking forward to graduation and it kind of makes it go a little bit longer. Fall is just bam, bam, bam. It's all of a sudden September, October, November. It's gone.
Just like that, Kramer with an ace makes it 13-4. And soon enough, of course, we had our Pigskin Preview magazine distributed. We're already trying to get our questionnaires back from our area basketball coaches, and soon enough we'll be writing that preview magazine. So it all just kind of goes fairly quickly. Centralia, big lead here in the first set. They set it up for Dieters, blocked at the net, but pushing it back in the air. Haverkamp here to the near side. Now Brocksterman top of the net, and it finds it. Finds. Brocksterman earns the point, and it's now 14-4, Centralia. Kramer continues to serve. I'm sure a lot of these girls itching for the basketball season, considering they got all the way to the state championship a year ago and just really a minute from winning it all, and unfortunately they came up just short against Pretty Prairie. But off to a great start here in the volleyball season, and they're certainly wanting to get back to the state tournament in Dodge City. Wetmore struggling here as Nichols couldn't get it over. It's now 15-4. As we mentioned, Friday night here on KNZA, we'll be right back here in Centralia. 2-3-0 team, some of the best in 1A. Centralia will host Troy. We'll have it for you Friday night as Kramer earns another point off the serve. Now 16-4. They're trying to make quick work here in the first set. Kramer, a lot of heat there, and it's too long on the serve. Nice call there by Kiara Larrabee to let that one go, and it's a point for the Cardinals, now 16-5. So Nichols will serve for the Cardinals, trailing here in the first set. They want to set it up for Dieters. Kill shot, nice save on the back line by Nichols, but it's going to fly into the stands and out of play. And it's now 17-5, Centralia. Now the libero, Tori Kuckelman, the junior, sends it over. Pushed up in the air by Bloom up front. Now it's sent over by Larrabee. Backline Kramer sets it up for Haverkamp. Now the far side, Wells has to get it over on a third try. Wetmore wants to set it up. Larrabee slap shot. Saved back right by Becker. They set it up front. Misses Wells. Blocked at the net. Good defense. That was Lexi Hipp up front on the line, earning the point for the Cardinals. Now 17-6.
Give credit to Wetmore. They've been hanging tough. And you're getting 9-10 points a set, kind of what you're aiming for, and they've been doing just that.
And Bloom goes into the net, make it 18-6 in favor of Centralia. So Owen Dieters will go back to serve. Swoops it across, a near ace, but Bloom able to get it back over. Now Centralia sets it up far side. Becker, watch out, she puts it home. I'm honestly kind of curious what her vertical is.
Yeah. I mean, be better than mine. I mean, I'll tell you
sometimes
what.
It just looks like Becker's just floating in the air sometimes, and pretty incredible. 19-6, all Centralia here in the first set. Foot for Wetmore gets one over. Now Haverkamp wants to set this one up, and it's Becker with the kill. And it's now 20-6. So a 20-6 lead here for Centralia, first set. Peters continues to serve a near ace, but Bloom diving for it. Clay Camp now to foot. She'll slap it over, tips up the top of the net. Battle between the number ones. It was Hip and Haverkamp. Haverkamp wins that battle 21-6. Peters sends that one, almost hitting an ace, but Clay Camp able to keep it alive and push it over to the other side. Becker now pushing it over. Wetmore has it. Clay Camp setting it up for Hips. Slaps it across. Good dig there by Kuckelman. Now put over by Haverkamp. Finds the soft spot. 22-6. So a quick sub. Panthers going to take a sub here as Owen Dieters will come out. Kinsey Niehuis will come in. She will serve. First time appearing tonight. 22-6 Centralia here. His foot top of the net. Centralia has it. They set it up for Wells. Claycamp on the back line. Sends it back over. Haverkamp, far side. Becker, here it comes, and she puts it home. It hits up the net, so it took a little heat off of it. Ultimately finds the spot where it needed to go. 23-6, and Trillia about to wrap up here in this first set. Niehuis sends another one over. They can't front of the net. They set it up for Foot, slaps it across, and she'll get a point off the hands of Kramer and out of play. 23-7, our score.
Centralia has done a pretty good job of playing mistake-free volleyball here in this first set, which, again, is what we kind of talked about at the beginning of the set, trying to play your best game, start to fine-tune some things. They've been doing just that.
Trying to stay crisp, and certainly Centralia has been crisp. 23-7, their lead. As Wetmore with the serve by hip, they want to set it up for Wells. She'll slap it down. Good dig by Bloom to keep it alive for Wetmore. Now Haverkamp for Centralia. They set it up for Becker, and oh, man. Right off the hands of Lexi Hipp and out of play. 24-7 set point.
And yeah, she really got all of that one that time.
So another sub coming in is Kyra Bergman back on the floor. Kramer comes out. It is set point for Centralia, and it goes into the net for Haverkamp. Whitmore lives to find another round. 24-8 our score as Larrabee goes back to serve. Niehuis on the back line. They set it up. Front of the net. Bodies battling for it, and I think it's going to be extra hits there for Centralia. Or they're going to say it's one too many against the net for the Cardinals, and Centralia will win the first set by a score of 25-8. So all Centralia over Wetmore in the first set. 25-8. We'll step aside back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, it could be the final set of the evening. Centralia trying to close out the night with a straight set win over Wetmore. They took the first set 25-8. And just getting the lineup set here for set number two. Again, an absolute thriller between Centralia and Hanover in the first match tonight. Hanover took it in three, 25-23, 19-25, and 25-22. And Hanover easy over Wetmore in the second match, 25-9, 25-5. And in our final match of the evening, Centralia taking the first set over Wetmore, 25-8.
Also got an update in TBL action. Clifton Clyde losing to Valley Heights in two sets, and they beat Axel in three sets.
Valley Heights, one of the top four teams once again, so they're trying to keep pace towards the top of the standings. They get a win tonight. Centralia gets the first point here. Now to a 1-0 lead. So Wetmore with Lexi Hip on the back line, trying to set it up for Clay Camp. She'll slap it across. Kramer on the back line, pushing it up for Haverkamp. Now Becker finds a soft spot there. A little more finesse than kill. And it's 2-0. Good defense up front by Haverkamp. And thought for a second she might have been up against the net, but she'll get the point, 3-0. Here's Dieters to serve. And it's going to be an ace. 4-0. Well, I think we set records across the state in terms of heat. I told you before the broadcast, I got my car to drive here, and it was 112. It went down. I think it was just because of the car and how hot it was in there, but just seeing 112.
Yeah, in late September.
I just don't really like that at all.
I'm looking forward to that cold front coming in tonight. Tomorrow better.
There's another point for Centralia as they're kind of putting the clamps down here early on in the second set. They've scored the first five as Cedars continues to serve. She'll send it across. Larrabee kind of mishit this one. Still up in the air. Foot able to get it over, but can't keep it in play. It's 6-0. So, again, they honored the seniors tonight for Centralia. They got four on the roster. Larrabee pushes this one over. Haverkamp is one of them. Sets it up for Wells. And backline Bloom keeping it alive. They set it up front for Larrabee, who puts it up against the net. And it's now 7-0. So a 7-0 start here for the Panthers in the second set. Bloom trying to keep this one alive. Now Foot sends it over and finds some room. Cardinals get their first point, 7-1.
A pretty similar start to what was the last set. You know, very good start by Centralia, then letting their guard down just a little bit and letting Wetmore get their first point.
So here's Larrabee. She'll send it very long, and that serve's going to be out. And it's going to be an 8-1 Centralia lead. As Bergman comes in, Kramer comes out. And it's Haverkamp to serve. Sends it across. Clay Camp with the dig. They set it up for Larrabee, pushing it near side to Riley Nichols, who sends it across. Now they set it up for Becker, slaps it over. Good backline save there by Bloom. And getting it over on a third try. Dieters has it on the back line. Up to Haverkamp. They set it up for Wells, and she'll slap it down. It's going to hit the roof and come back down and into the net, and the Panthers get the point. It's crazy to me that they let them play it once it's off the roof.
Yeah.
It doesn't automatically end the play, so it can hit all the way up and hit the ceiling and come back and still be good.
Not the backboard, though. They don't allow that. Or the rim.
I'm surprised. Yeah, they keep the baskets down, so.
I mean, here you can't really lift them up the way it's set up. But.
It's a 10-1 start here for Centralia. We'll keep it right here. And talking about the basketball hoops being down, just. I think if you put it in a bucket, it should be game. if you put the hoops down, now if you really want to start making volleyball more interesting, you put the hoops down. Obviously, it's kind of behind the line, so you run the risk of obviously giving the other team a point. if you hit it too hard. But if you put it in, not match, but maybe set. Maybe you just won the set. I don't know.
Or
maybe it's worth like five or something.
One gets close and you grab it and you dunk it on like an alley-oop, then you win the, automatically win the state title.
Okay. When, the first match of the year, we're going to crown a state champion tonight. And we're just trying to make the game a little more interesting, that's all. Out of the timeout, all Centralia here in the second set, 10-1. Their lead over Wetmore. Clay Camp fires on the spike attempt, but hits it too strong, and it's 11-1 Centralia. Four seniors on the Centralia roster. Wetmore has three. Both these teams fairly young still. As Foot hits that one too strong and out of play, it's 12-1. The Wetmore seniors, Lexi Hip, Faith Bloom, Caitlin Claycamp. It's one of the Centralia seniors, and Havercamp serves it over. Here's Larrabee, cross to Nichols. Kuckelman saves it. Becker sets up Wells, who pushes that one over. Back line for Bloom. Sets it up for Claycamp, who pushes it across. Now Kuckelman again for Centralia. Havercamp to Becker. Good slap. Now Hip saves it, but a little too much. Right into the net. Point for the Panthers. And it's now 13-1.
He's talking about the youth versus the experience for Centralia. This is a team, of course, that won the state title in 2018. It's, I mean, they're kind of still trying to regroup from that, and they look like they have the tools to do it now.
Certainly do so. Here is Larrabee sending it over. Now Centralia has it with Becker, and just a little bit leaned back on that spike attempt up against the net. And the second point for the Cardinals, now 13-2. So it'll be Kaylee Foote to serve, a sophomore. Wetmore, she'll send it across, nicely placed, right on the dig side for Owen Dieters. Cardinals get it back, pushing it in the air. Now Nichols sends it back across. Wells up front to Havercamp, taps it up and up against the net. I think they called Riley Nichols up against the net for Wetmore, and it's a point for Centralia, now 14-2.
This is really the time to strike for Centralia, kind of talking about their chances of winning it all. Regan Becker, there's not very many people in this entire state with her size that can do what she does, how athletic she is and how high she can jump. She can continue to play at the level she has been tonight and continue that for the rest of the postseason. This team certainly has a chance to do some real damage.
15-2 now, Centralia. Bloom puts it into the net. Yeah, against Centralia was one victory away from Spearville from making the championship last year. And ended up taking third place, beating Victoria in the third place match. And they certainly have the tools to get there again out west in Dodge City. There's Dieters on the back line. They push it up front. And this is Isabel Havercamp, who's into the match on the front line. And that one is out by Riley Nichols. And a point for Centralia, now 16-2. So a couple players not seeing a whole lot of time tonight, getting in here for Centralia down the stretch. Dieters with a nice diving save to keep it alive. They push it over to Becker, who sends it back on a third try. Now Claycamp to the near side, slapped over by Nichols. Havercamp, they push it up to Becker, watch out, and Foot with a nice dig. And I think they say Becker up against the net, and a point for the Cardinals, now 16-3. Mihews back in, taking the spot for Wells. Becker on the dig. Havercamp with the set, Becker with the spike, and wash, rinse, and repeat. Becker another one, 17-3. Becker now will go back to serve. 17-3 Centralia here in the second set. Dominated the first set, 25-8, keeping that momentum up in set number two. Wetmore sends it across with Bloom. Dieters with the dig. Havercamp the set. Here is the spike in the kill by Isabel Havercamp. The sophomore puts it home. 18-3. So if this holds, and barring an incredible comeback, you'll see tonight finish with the Wildcats of Hanover going 2-0, Centralia going 1-1, and Wetmore going 0-2. An 18-3 match currently in set two. Here's Isabel Havercamp setting up Dieters, pushing it over. Nice dig by Claycamp to keep it alive. Now Hip And Dieter's battling at the net. But Centralia able to get it over. Now Clay Camp with a nice little touch shot. It finds its way in and a point for the Cardinals. Or correction, it would have been, but they say, I think she's up against the net. Regardless, they give the point to Centralia. Now their lead is 19-3. This one is hit over by Becker, and into the net it goes on the first try. It's 20-3.
I mean, add that to the arsenal, right? I mean, her serves are pretty powerful.
I'm telling you, they just need to learn to skid off the top of the net, fire that misdirection, make it even that more tough. And, yeah, you're right. She puts a lot of oomph behind that serve. Well, Wedmore did a nice job getting it back over. They want to set up Dieters here. She'll send it home from short left to back right. Dieters puts it down, 21-3, Centralia.
I mean, she could make it even deadlier if she wanted to. If she wants to do the throw it up, run up, and with her length, and, or not her length, but her vertical. I mean, she could really make that a lot more powerful. But I mean, it's working here, and she gets another ace.
Yeah, gets another ace, 22-3. Let's see if Becker can close this out. Panthers can get the final 3 points. Becker sends it across, just barely over the net, as Nichols hits it up to Bloom, who gets it across. Haverkamp pushing it back. Here's Isabel Haverkamp on the kill shots, and it goes up against the net, and the Panthers get the point. 23-3. The Panthers with Becker sends another serve across. Now back quickly on the Centralia side. They want to set up Dieters, and her spike attempt is dug up nicely there by Larrabee. Clay Camp sends it across to Nichols, who sends it back over. Becker with a nice save. And they'll set it up for Isabel Haverkamp. Now, foot on the back line for Wetmore, and they can't get it back over. And it's match point, 24-3. And about set to wrap this one up here tonight. As they'll send in Jaden Wells back in as Becker will try to close it out with the final, potentially final serve. Here is hip up front to Clay Camp. Sends it back, and it hits the ground, and that'll do it. 25-3, all Centralia as they beat and sweep the Wetmore Cardinals here in the final matchup of the evening. So one final thought here, Jared, before we wrap things up. Again, nicely done tonight for Hanover. They won the